How Trump's Liberation Day tariffs are set to reshape global trade. This report is narrated by Lena Skorbeck and was written by Amala Khan and Andrew Moran from Washington. President Donald Trump is set to announce reciprocal tariffs for all nations starting today, the date he has dubbed Liberation Day. Companies, markets, and governments are on edge, expecting the move to send shockwaves across the globe. Liberation Day will impact all countries, Trump told reporters over the weekend, but some countries will be more vulnerable due to their high trade imbalances with the United States and significant trade barriers against American goods. These countries include China, India, the European Union, Canada, Mexico, the United Kingdom, Vietnam, Japan, and South Korea. Speaking to reporters from the Oval Office on Monday, Trump stated that his tariff rates will be lower, and in certain instances, substantially lower, than what other countries have been charging the United States. He said, quote, "We're going to be very nice by comparison to what they were. We have a world obligation, perhaps, but we're going to be very nice, relatively speaking. We're going to be very kind." On February 13th, the president unveiled the concept, describing it as a fair and reciprocal plan for trade, where U.S. levies are raised to match duties that other nations impose on U.S. products. He instructed his team to assess and recommend tariffs on countries that impose significant barriers to U.S. products, including value-added taxes and other non-tariff restrictions. The assessment will also consider foreign exchange policies of America's trading partners. Now, with regard to the impact, according to an estimate by a consulting firm PwC, the measures could increase U.S. tariff revenues from $76 billion annually to almost $697 billion. Okay, let's zoom out and look at the big picture. A key objective behind the administration's tariff plans is to reverse America's decades-long trade deficit. The United States has recorded trade deficits every year since 1976. Last year, the U.S. goods and services trade gap surpassed $918 billion. It's a 17% increase from 2023. Many factors have contributed to this decades-long trend. A low national savings rate, for example, has resulted in a higher dependence on foreign capital to fund investments, and foreign markets' comparative advantage, which mainly is in the form of lower labor costs, has also led to cheaper imports and satisfying ferocious domestic consumption. White House officials, including U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer, believe these tariffs could be a part of the solution to undo the ongoing trade deficits. In February, Greer told the Senate Finance Committee, quote, "Part of the question is how large of a trade deficit do we want? Because the trade deficit represents, in large part, manufacturing jobs that have gone overseas." He also noted that worsening trade imbalances with particular countries were a huge problem. For example, in 2024, China ranked first, with the U.S. trade deficit reaching $295 billion. This was followed by the European Union at $236 billion, Mexico $172 billion, Vietnam $124 billion, Taiwan $74 billion, and Japan at $69 billion. Now, economists argue that the administration's sweeping trade policy changes will have the greatest impact on industries that have traditionally benefited from low or no tariffs. As a result, these industries will be forced to evaluate the costs and benefits of relocating production to the United States. Things like logistics, tax rates, and tariffs, all these need to be considered. Moving on to the sectors most affected by new tariffs. So, automobile manufacturing in Canada, Germany, Japan, and Mexico could be the hardest hit. The auto industry will have to navigate potential disruptions from reciprocal tariffs, as well as Trump's higher import duties on steel, aluminum, foreign vehicles, and car parts. Canada's oil and gas sector is also expected to be hammered because the United States imports more than 4 million barrels of crude per day. Also, since returning to the White House, Trump has already imposed tariffs on China over its failure to address its role in illicit fentanyl trafficking into the U.S. Now, with the introduction of reciprocal tariffs, China could face major disruptions in its exports of smartphone technology and lithium-ion batteries, which are the two items most heavily shipped to the U.S. Other industries facing significant impacts include critical medicines and healthcare equipment, which are primarily sourced from India, Ireland, and Switzerland. Now, when it comes to the European Union, it accounts for approximately one-fifth of U.S. imports and has a trade surplus of over $200 billion. And Mary Park Durham, a researcher analyst at JP Morgan Chase, says the EU could take a hit from the new reciprocal tariffs. In a note, she said, while the U.S. and EU have similar average tariff rates, disparities arise at the product level, unquote. For example, the U.S. government has highlighted the EU's value-added taxes, or VATs, which the U.S. views as tariffs. VATs are consumption taxes which are absorbed by producers at each stage in the supply chain and by the consumers at the point of sale. The EU's VAT rate averages 20%, which is way higher than the average U.S. sales tax rate of 6.6%. Quote, no wonder Germany sells 8 times as many cars to us as we do to them, and President Trump is no longer going to tolerate that, unquote, one official told reporters in February. Next, emerging markets, such as Brazil and India, maintain a high average tariff rates on all imports. So why do they do that? They generally impose higher import duties to shield vulnerable domestic industries from foreign competition. And they were spotlighted as examples of unfair trade practices in a White House fact sheet. Here are some numbers. Brazil charges U.S. ethanol exports an 18% levy compared to the U.S. rate of 2.5%. And as a result, the fact sheet says that in 2024, the U.S. imported over $200 million in ethanol from Brazil, while the U.S. exported only $52 million in ethanol to Brazil. India, meanwhile, imposes a 100% tariff on U.S. motorcycles, but the United States only adds a 2.4% levy on Indian motorcycles, the White House said. Now let's look at the countries offering concessions. Last Friday, Trump told reporters, quote, we've been taken advantage of for 40 years, maybe more, and it's just not going to happen anymore, unquote. A Bank of America report showed that the United States has the lowest trade barrier of any of the G20 nations, which are the world's largest economies. But Trump said many countries are willing to make concessions that he didn't rule out making deals with them. He said, quote, it's possible if we can get something for the deal. I'm certainly open to that, unquote. Some countries have already begun offering concessions. On Tuesday, Israel announced that it will remove all remaining tariffs on American products. But other countries try to put up a fight. If you remember, during the campaign trail and shortly after winning the election, the president said he would impose 100% tariffs on countries that engage in anti-dollar activities. He also threatened 25% tariffs on Colombian agricultural products over a short-lived spat involving President Gustavo Petro's refusal to accept its nationals deported from the United States. Trump rescinded the levies once Petro caved and accepted his citizens. After Ontario Premier Doug Ford vowed to cut off electricity flowing from the Canadian province to several U.S. states, Trump stated he would double tariffs on Canada. And then Trump reversed the decision after Ford confirmed he would not shut off the power or add taxes to electricity exports. Meanwhile, on the home front, days after implementing a blanket 25% tariff on cars and light trucks manufactured outside the United States, the president stated that he doesn't care if automakers raise car prices for Americans. He said that if prices on foreign automobiles increase, customers will shift their buying preferences to American-made vehicles. Quote, I couldn't care less. I hope they raise their prices because if they do, people are going to buy American-made cars. We have plenty, Trump said in an interview with NBC's Kristen Walker. Trump also added that higher prices would bolster U.S.-based manufacturers. He said, quote, if you make your car in the United States, you're going to make a lot of money. If you don't, you're going to have to probably come to the United States because if you make your car in the United States, there's no tariff, unquote. Auto tariffs are scheduled to take effect on Thursday and will be permanent. For this last part, let's take a look at how tariffs are fueling market volatility. Financial markets have wiped out trillions of dollars in value over the last several weeks. Investors fear the tariffs will revive inflation and slow economic growth. Surveys suggest the United States could slip into a recession. Here's how it's looking. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite Index has slumped 5% in March. The blue-chip Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 1% last month. The broader S&P 500 has trimmed 3% to finish the first quarter. Gold prices, meanwhile, have extended their gains from last year, reaching a record high of $3,100 per ounce. The yellow metal gained 19% in the first quarter, fueled by strengthening safe haven demand amid market turmoil. And U.S. Treasury. The yields have slumped since reaching a mid-January peak as traders concentrate on the economy's long-term prospects. The benchmark 10-year yield has fallen about 65 basis points to below 4.16%. And the U.S. dollar index, a metric of the greenback against a basket of currencies, has declined 4% this year. Tariffs and structural changes have fueled this recent weakness. So all this uncertainty has been a sizable force behind the enormous volatility, but today should resolve some of the anxieties plaguing investors, says Jeffrey Bookbinder, the chief equity strategist at LPL Financial. He told the Epoch Times, quote, April 2nd is a big day for the stock market. There will still be trade policy uncertainty after that date, but the Trump administration is expected to clear up some of the biggest questions investors have right now. As for the tariff plan, the president will reveal details at a White House Rose Garden event this afternoon after the stock's markets close. Thank you for listening to this report by the Epoch Times. If you enjoyed the content, don't forget to give this podcast a 5-star rating. We'll see you tomorrow with another in-depth story.